Changing atmospheric conditions across the North American continent this week will likely send waves of snow across the northern plains and upper Midwest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. For the most part, the snow that is going to move through the region will not likely be all that well organized or significant, at least not until colder air begins to push into the region in a more definitive manner. So we will see a little bit of snow and rain mix across parts of the region today. The precipitation will be very brief and light. It's not likely to have much of an impact. Another frontal system will come across the region on Tuesday, and it will produce another little wave of light snow, favoring most of northern and eastern North Dakota and a big part of Minnesota and possibly the northeast corner of South Dakota. That will be followed by another little disturbance, which is expected to occur as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday, and it will favor a more southerly track going across South Dakota. And the next system, which will be the largest one for this week, will arrive on Thursday going into Friday, and it'll produce more generalized snow. That event will be followed by much colder temperatures. The snow that occurs before we get to Thursday is not likely to accumulate in a very significant manner. A dusting upwards to 2 inches will occur, and the 2-inch amounts will most likely be in northern Minnesota near the Canada border. But when we get to the end of this week, the snow event that precedes the coldest air will become more meaningful, and we will expect it to impact a much larger portion of the region. Accumulations look like they will run from 2 to 4 inches during that time period, and we'll probably see some of the greatest snow occurring in the southern parts of the region once the colder air begins to push through the area. Now, for the most part, we will not be seeing any kind of bitter cold air this week. Temperatures will actually be fairly pleasant, warmer biased for a while. Temperatures today in the 20s and 30s across most of the region. We'll start to cool down just a tad bit tomorrow, but still we'll be in the 20s for the most part, with a few 30s still occurring out near the Missouri River Valley. Then as we go into Wednesday and Thursday, we'll start progressing a little bit cooler. Teens and 20s will occur on Wednesday afternoon, and probably see something similar in Minnesota on Thursday, but a brief period of warming will occur Thursday across the heart of the Dakotas, with temperatures working their way back more solidly in the 30s and possibly pressing in on 40 degrees. But that'll be a one-day event. We'll look for colder weather to show up at the end of the week going into the weekend. And perhaps on Saturday and Sunday, we'll see negative and positive single digits for our afternoon temperatures. Nighttime lows during the weekend have a pretty good chance of being in the negative teens and negative single digits, but we'll continue to monitor the system as we get closer to that time period. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.